Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, because you are mighty. We worship you, Lord, because of who you are. We bless and magnify you because you are God. You are good, Lord. Hallowed be your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. Thank you for another Saturday, the first Saturday in the month of October 2025. Lord, we magnify you. Today is the fourth day in the month of October. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy said no to everything that is not of God. Your mercy redeemed our life from destructions. Your mercy kept us throughout. Your mercy has been our sustenance. Lord, we exhort you. We say thank you, Jesus. We thank you because every of your word concerning our lives. Thank you because you did not allow it to fall to ground. We thank you because you are the river that flows into our lives. We bless you. We bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus, for your victories over our lives. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for healing, for deliverance, for help. We magnify you. We appreciate you. We thank you because you are God. We have you as our Father that we can call at any time and any point. We thank you because you've always been answering us every time we call on you. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We say thank you, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Today is the fourth day in the month of October. That's the first Saturday. We want to bless and appreciate God for this opportunity. I want us to declare these words of declaration with me as we proceed this morning in Jesus' name. The Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out, I drink from the rivers that flows, rivers of living water in the name of Jesus Christ. And the river quenches all my thirsts in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says where there is river, life abound. I thank you because your life abounds in my life. Because you flow and you continually flow in me till eternity in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, the strength of the Lord is made available for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord sends his healing balm on me, on my home, in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, I walk in the consciousness of the sufficiency of the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the power of the Lord is made available for me to give me victory on all sides in Jesus' name. As I go out today, lines are falling onto me and my home in pleasant places in Jesus' name. Because our heritage is of the Lord in Jesus' name. As I go out today, I am helped of the Lord. The heavens open for my sake in Jesus' name. The windows of heaven are open unto me in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the favor of God. I walk in the alignment in the power of God in Jesus' name. Grace speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God covers me, covers my home, and covers all that concerns me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, brethren. Today is the first Saturday in the month of October. That's the fourth day. We want to bless and appreciate God. We are studying the book of Psalm 102 verse 13. We're talking about favor in this month of October. I pray that as we go, we enjoy the favor of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are reading Psalm 102 verse 13. For you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. When we talk about favor, favor is a fragrance. That means a pleasant smell from the Lord. That when he rubs it on us, it causes a force of attraction to attract everything that we need in our lives. As we go, I just want to say a little thing about favor. It says, favor flows to man from the fountain of living water. Who is God? Favor is a part of the important need in life. That was the reason Jesus found favor before God and men. In Luke chapter 2 verse 52, which says, and Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and found favor with God and men. Jesus found favor for us to go through his paths. Because on earth, we need favor of both parties. We need favor from God and men. So he said, and Jesus found favor with God and men. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, as we journey in our lives, we will find favor both with men and God in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of John chapter 7 verse 38. It says, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters. He said, whoever believes in God through Jesus Christ, out of him, out of his heart, will flow the rivers of living water. Rivers of living water is from the Lord Most High. And when we draw from the rivers of living water, we live. Everything in us begins to receive freshness. Everything in us begins to receive life. That is what the rivers of living water gives. Revelation chapter 21 verse 6 says, and said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the waters of life freely to him that thirsts. So as we thirst, he said he's going to give us a fountain of living water freely. When we talk about favor, favor is not something that we work for. Psalm 102 verse 13, it says again, it said, I will arise and have mercy, for the time to favor her. Yes, the time to favor her has come. Without mercy, favor cannot function. Mercy is the passcode or the gateway to favor. Mercy can be received by God's sovereign choice and purposes. He said, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion on. That is Romans chapter 9 verse 17. It is God's choice. God's choice is the one that gives us mercy, not by works of righteousness. So mercy is a relief on a person for the activation of God's will and purposes, which favor is part of the important thing we need on earth. Because favor is like an engine where other things that pertains to life flow. Favor is an engine where other things that pertains to life flow. Everything rides on the favor of God. That is why we need the favor of God and men. Without the favor of God, everything that pertains to life and godliness might not go the way it's supposed to go. Favor is the engine where other things that pertains to life and godliness flow. Favor is a force of attraction for everything that pertains to life and godliness. God has freely given us everything, but the fulfillment of that thing which he has freely given to us needs a force of attraction, which is called favor, which must be in two sides: favor before God and favor before men. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, let my daily help, which is favor, come from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every day I open my eyes. Lord, let my daily help, let favor come from you. Let favor come from you. Let me experience favor before God and before men in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 20 says, if the Lord does not help you, how can I help you? It means if the Lord does not favor you, how can man favor you? That is why he said we will find favor before God first and before man. Our favor before God qualifies our favor before men. So our activation of favor is from God's choice. I want us to pray for God, favor me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your mercy open doors for favor in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your favor launch me forth to that place which you have called me for, to that place which you have called every one of us for. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Carries, the living water carries all that pertains to life and godliness. The living water has the capacity for spiritual breath of God and our earthly needs. That is why I said, all that pertains to life and godliness, he has given to us through the knowledge of him. So I want us to open our mouth. He said, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy on. Mercy is the gateway that opens favor. Say, Lord, have mercy. Let your mercy open doors of favor unto me. Lord, let your mercy open doors of favor to my home. Let your mercy open door of favor to launch me to that place you want me to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask for your mercy on a daily basis. Let your mercy open doors of favor for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I want us to pray this prayer also again. That Lord, let your mercy single me out for favor. Let your mercy single my home out for mercy, for favor amongst everybody in your presence. Let your mercy single me out in the name of Jesus Christ, before man, before men. Let your mercy single me out for favor. Let your mercy open the gateway of favor unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy open the door of compassion for favor to me in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I pray that as we go out today, the favor of the Lord will open the door of favor for us in Jesus' name, and the activation of favor on all sides will be activated for our sakes and our families in Jesus' name. Amen. These are prayers that we ask in faith. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Praise the Lord. We want to use this video to remind every one of us that our special program will take place next week, Thursday, by God's grace. Next week, Thursday, at same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafu Arena, the junction immediately before Waheg Junction, along Songo Road. And our title is Favor. We are expecting you and we are welcoming you to come and join us as a fellowship with the Lord, as the Lord is going to use our Father in the Lord, Reverend Dr. Pololaniyo, to bless us on that day. So we are welcoming you, we are inviting you, wanting to invite people also to come and fellowship. We should not forsake the gathering of the brethren. I pray that the Lord will go ahead of us on that day, and the favor of the Lord will speak for us on all sides in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed, amen. I'm also using this medium to remind every one of us that this place is not our home. One day trumpets shall sound, and we need to daily work on ourselves to get there. Bible says, he that thinketh he stand, he should take it lest he falls. It is in the strength of God that we journey. I pray that on our daily journey, the strength of the Lord will keep us moving in Jesus' name. We make it to the heaven. And for those who are on the other side, we're welcoming you to come and join the train. Come and join the train of the people that are going to heaven. Prepare your heart, it's a narrow way. As you make that the choice to come, the strength of the Lord will activate power in you. The rivers of living water will flow in you in the name of Jesus. And we will all make it to heaven in the name of Jesus Christ to secure the home that our Heavenly Father has prepared for us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with every one of us. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.